where I came from before, we were locked up most of the day. You know, you're inside, you're not getting any fresh air. So it's just a chance to get out and do something in the outside. I'm used to working outside when I'm...
And did you have any experience farming before?
None whatsoever. I work in the buildings a lot, you know, so I'm used to working outdoors, but not in the farm, not with animals. So as you learn as you go along, the lads here are very good to show you what to do, and I suppose it gives us a bit of responsibility around here, you know, to look after the animals and the farm. Hopefully getting us better prepared for when we do get out, you know, to get back into society a bit easier.
You'd feel more human, I suppose, and that'd be a good way to put it, in a farm, because you're more healthier, you're more freedom. If you're in jail, you're behind steel doors.
Has this helped at all or not?
It's helped. I made a mistake on a pint of penalty for it, but Martin Henry made me a mistake, you know, and he's going to try and start a new life when I get out. That's it.
And what do you think you'll do when you get out?
Well, I think myself will be sticking in it with the farming.
Will you?
Yeah. Enjoy it.
The farm is just one aspect of what goes on in Shetland, but without doubt it is the most successful. And the reality is there's always a waiting list for prisoners willing to work on the farm. And I suppose it's all the more amazing, really, when you consider that the vast majority come from urban areas and wouldn't really have a rural background at all. But, I mean, they're always interested. And when you get involved, they're often the more enthusiastic of the people working up there.